VOA News VOA Notes.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Iran's foreign ministry on Saturday described a U.S.-brokered Sudan-Israel deal to normalize ties as phony and accused Khartoum of paying a ransom in return for Washington removing it from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. Iran remains on that list. The deal agreed to on Friday marked the third Arab government after the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday he would take Sudan off the list once it had deposited $335 million it had pledged to pay in victims' compensation. Khartoum has since placed the funds in a special escrow account for victims of al-Qaeda attacks on U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. Poland's President Andrzej Duda has tested positive for coronavirus, according to a spokesman. The spokesman said Saturday on Twitter that the 48-year-old conservative leader was tested the day before, and his result was positive. He added that the president feels well. Duda's diagnosis comes amid a huge surge in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths in Poland. Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim says he's concerned about reports that the prime minister wants to declare a state of emergency to fight the coronavirus so that he can suspend parliament and thereby crush efforts to oust his government. Local media has reported that Prime Minister Mahiuddin Yassin is seeking an emergency declaration to battle a fresh coronavirus outbreak. Speculation intensified after he held a special cabinet meeting Friday and then met with the king. Anwar met with the king last week to try and convince the monarch that he now has enough support from lawmakers to topple the current prime minister, whose government has only a 2-seat majority in parliament. Anwar says emergency declaration would clearly be aimed at preserving the government. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe has launched a second stock exchange to trade solely in foreign currency, state media reported on Saturday, in a move aimed at luring external investors as the country tries to work through a forex crunch. Known as the Victoria Falls Stock Exchange, the new market is a subsidiary of the Harare-based Zimbabwe Stock Exchange and will start trading on Monday, according to the state-run Herald newspaper. The new exchange is based in Victoria Falls in the country's northwest and its top tourism destination. Zimbabwe's finance minister says it marks the foundation stone for building the town into an offshore financial hub. The new exchange will cater mainly to mining conglomerates and giant international corporations such as insurance giant Old Mutual. Zimbabwe is in the midst of its worst economic crisis in more than a decade, with the government struggling to pay its workers. North Korea has warned its citizens to stay indoors, saying seasonal yellow dust blowing in from China might carry the new coronavirus into the country. The claim that the virus that causes COVID-19 could spread to North Korea from the Gobi Desert, which is 1,200 miles away, appears unsupported. 6 feet is a common social distancing metric, although the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says droplets containing the virus can sometimes linger in the air for hours. The North Korean newspaper said citizens should refrain from outdoor activities and must follow prevention guidelines, such as wearing masks when they go outside. One of President Donald Trump's top priorities on immigration, if he wins a second term, would be to use agreements with the Central American governments as models to get countries around the world to field asylum claims from people seeking refuge in the United States. This, according to a top advisor to Trump. Stephen Miller, a key architect of Trump's immigration policy, said the agreements would help stop, quote, asylum fraud, asylum shopping, and asylum abuse on a global scale, end quote. Miller, in an interview with the Associated Press, also forecast a broader offensive against so-called sanctuary jurisdictions that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities, saying the administration would use its full power, resources, and authority. He vowed more efforts toward legal immigration based on merit. And thousands of people protested in the Polish capital Warsaw Friday, defying tight coronavirus restrictions following Thursday's ruling by the Constitutional Tribunal that imposes a near-total ban on abortion in this predominantly Roman Catholic country. For more on that and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.